A rocket scheduled to head to the International Space Station this Sunday will carry with it a Wisconsin experiment that could help in the fight against bacteria that resist antibiotics. The research may also assist future astronauts and other space travelers. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has this preview.
Scientists have known for about a century that viruses called phages can destroy harmful bacteria without large-scale killing of cells or beneficial bacteria in the human body. But soon after that discovery, the development of penicillin and other antibiotic drugs dampened the idea of making more use of phages. That's changed in recent years as more bacteria resist antibiotics. On Sunday afternoon, the virus research moves off the Earth and into space. Weather permitting, a rocket like this one will be launched from a NASA facility in Virginia. It's a resupply mission to the space station, but the rocket will also carry material for several experiments. That includes frozen tubes of bacteria and phages for research spearheaded by UW-Madison Biochemistry Assistant Professor Vatsan Raman. On a recent NASA conference call, Raman said phages are the most abundant living entity.
It's estimated that for every bacterium on Earth, there is approximately 10 or more phages. And when the phages find their bacterial host, they inject their DNA into the bacteria, make many, many copies, and sometimes kill the host.
In humans, this interaction of microorganisms takes place in what scientists call the microbiome. Raman says likely the biggest reservoir of phages and bacteria is the gut or small and large intestines. He says when there isn't the right balance of the microbes, you may feel ill.
It could often lead to pathogenesis, which means you can have an infective species kind of take over the population, which is obviously not good. And sometimes you can have digestive disorders because your microbiome plays an important role in processing your diet. And so sort of maintaining a healthy microbiome where you have sort of diverse species present is absolutely essential for health.
Raman says on the International Space Station, astronauts will conduct experiments looking at how the microgravity and radiation not found on Earth may affect the virus-bacteria interaction. Weaker gravity could change how often phages bump into bacteria. Raman says the radiation in space, sometimes high-energy cosmic rays, could lead to mutation of DNA.
Which means the frequency with which the phages and bacteria might mutate is perhaps higher in space than on Earth, and which leads to the question, what happens then, right? Which is, do the phages acquire new function? Do they lose existing function? Does the bacteria acquire new function? Does it lose existing function?
With the U.S. planning to send more astronauts into space in coming decades, and President Donald Trump even viewing the planned Space Force as a branch of the military, the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency is funding the phage experiment. A Texas-based biotechnology corporation, Rhodium Scientific, is also interested in the results. Rhodium's Heath Mills is co-investigator on the project known as Phage Evolution. Mills says, imagine being able to target a phage toward a pathogen or disease-causing microorganism.
You're now looking at a highly focused mechanism to alleviate a troublesome, a pathogenic, a harmful bacteria while leaving the rest of that microbiome intact. The problem with current antimicrobials, antibiotics, is that they destroy a vast swath of that microbiome, of which now you need to have replacements or you need to be able to go back in and build back over time.
Mills says better targeting could help astronauts, future space tourists, and those who never leave the ground. After the experiments on the International Space Station, samples will come back and be compared to results found on Earth. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.